This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior. But again, I hold Trump accountable when I need to hold him accountable. Someone has got to hold him accountable. He made a lot of mistakes. How do you not make voter ID your number one issue from the moment you're elected to office? Because it was going to come back to haunt us sooner or later. And as far as this state, my God, who's in charge of this state? Nevada. Who let this happen? We're supposed to have a Republican Secretary of State. She's done nothing. Barbara Savaski's done nothing. She was the only one elected the other night. How do you explain that? The entire Democratic state swept to victory in every category except for Barbara Savaski. And, of course, she never did anything to cull the voting rolls of illegal aliens or dead people or people who aren't at the address anymore. I wonder if there was a deal there. Interesting, huh? She's the only one who wins. Isn't that interesting? Maybe they let her win. Seems funny to me. We'll take it easy on you. Just make sure we're allowed to win our elections. I don't know. I've never in my life seen anything as strange as what's happening all around this country. Boxes and boxes of fake votes. And I've gotten more emails from all of you saying the same thing happened to you that happened to me. That you've been a lifelong Republican and all you've ever gotten is texts from the Democratic Party saying, come out and vote, come out and vote, come out and vote for the Democrat, but not one for the Republican Party. Now, I don't know if that has to do with Nevada. Does that mean the Nevada GOP is to blame, or is that the national GOP to blame? But where is your ground game, man? Did you ever hear of a ground game? We don't have a ground game. There's no text game. There's no ground game. There's just a president tweeting. That's it? All we got is a president tweeting? He can't do this on his own. You'd almost think that the RNC purposely threw this election. Because, boy, they have the most pathetic ground game I've ever seen. And the candidates in Nevada, I'm not going to name any names. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But there were some of the worst candidates for the Republican Party I've ever seen in my entire life. And their ads sucked. And they don't work hard. And they don't campaign. And they've got no money. What are you doing running? From top to bottom, it was just a disastrous display of ineptitude in the Nevada Republican Party. All right, I got to get to the sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. After all the things going on in the world today, Israel's under attack. The United States is certainly under attack by liberals, communists, socialists, Marxists, scum. You want to see the emails that I've gotten today? I don't know in particular why. Actually, I should go check whether Right Wing Watch has something new that I've supposedly said. Because I got quite a few emails today from vicious liberal scum. And they all say the most horrible things. No, nothing really new out there. So I have no idea. Nothing really new out there. I have no idea why they suddenly chose today to attack me on email. Just, the usual nonsense. But U.S. Gold Bureau, man, you're going to need some gold and some silver. Because if things go the way they appear to be going, it's Donald Trump against the world. One man just fighting and swinging and tilting at windmills like Don Quixote. And he's not going to be able to fight him off and hold him off all by himself. The Republican Party doesn't fight back. So, boy, you better own some gold and some silver and some rare coins. They've got the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. The set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all coins investment quality. And you get the coins at actual dealer cost. They'll show you the invoice. Whatever they paid, they will get them for you at that same cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order today. And you also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. And this box will hold 500 coins to store your whole collection. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, that you'll get the best deal in the world. And by the way, if you don't want this deal, quote them any deal from any gold dealer in America or any coin store in America, and they will beat the price. That's how good U.S. Gold Bureau is. That's the pledge from them to Wayne Root. And if they don't do it, contact me, and I will make sure I get on their case. You got Wayne Root on your side. USGoldBureau.com/root. USGoldBureau.com/root. And like I say with any of our advertisers, if anybody ever displeases you as an advertiser, I will hold my boot to their neck. WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's how you contact me. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Great email from my old friend Monty. War, I was just driving home and listening to your rant today. I can't tell you how proud I am of you. You sounded like a top network anchorman holding President Trump accountable for his actions and remarks. Instead of being a hometown fan, you're trying to open the eyes of the GOP believers. Once again, the GOP stands by and takes all the punches from the Dems. What does the GOP think this is? Is this supposed to be Ali allowing Foreman to punch himself out? The Dems aren't going to stop. They're not like Foreman. If they can't win one way, they will find a second way. It's like going to war. We follow the rules of engagement, and the enemy, the Democrats, don't fight. They don't fight to win. Actually, I think he meant to say they do fight to win. They always fight to win. They'll do anything to win, is I think what he meant to say. Unfortunately, we just complain we're lacking leadership in the GOP. I never received one phone call or one email from the GOP party in Nevada. However, the Dems in New York, where I haven't lived in 14 years, called me to vote where I listed as an independent years ago. Again, congratulations on channeling your anger to holding the GOP leadership responsible for this mess and the obvious more messes to come. I don't like any complimenting because I put the GOP or Donald Trump down, but I do agree it was time to criticize, because what's happening is just unacceptable. And I don't see Trump doing anything to stop this nightmare. We got a lot of calls. Wow. A lot of calls. Never have calls this time of day. Let's say Dan in Connecticut. Dan, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, Dan?
It's about the Tucker Carlson situation.
Okay. Shoot.
Okay. What if I were President Trump? What I would do is get the National Guard after these punks that threatened Tucker Carlson, put these punks on a plane, bring our soldiers home, and stick them in the middle of Afghanistan, and they can show us how tough they think they are.
Yeah. Exactly. Unfortunately, you know, I said to someone today, someone had some suggestions for me about Donald Trump, and they were kind of like yours. You know, I'm a tough guy from the streets of New York, and they were tough guy suggestions. And I said, I'm with you. I agree with you in reality. But in the real world where I live in, I'm sorry to tell you that if President Trump spits on the sidewalk or jaywalks or speeds 66 in a 65 zone, as president of the United States, they'll throw him in jail for life. They'll put him in Leavenworth for life. Whereas a Democrat could commit murder and nothing happens to them. They're above the law. This country has lost its way. A Republican in jail for life for spitting on the sidewalk. A Democrat walking the streets for murder. It's unbelievable. Look at the Attorney General of New York. I can't even remember his name now. The former Attorney General of New York who had to resign in disgrace because so many women. What was his name? No, not Spitzer. The one since then. Not Spitzer. The one since then had to resign in disgrace because he punched out a bunch of women. They all came forward and said he likes to hit them in bed, and he punched the crap out of them. And this guy, they just decided no charges will be filed. Wait a minute, no charges filed? Really? If a Republican did that, how about when Hillary Clinton just the other day said all black people look alike? Yes, she did. How many of you don't know that? I'll bet you don't know. It was never on the news. She made a joke and said all black people look alike when the person questioning her made a mistake and they were talking about Cory Booker, but they were or they were asking about Cory Booker, and they started talking about the former Attorney General of the United States. I can't think of his name. African American under our President Barack Obama. And so she said, "Oh well, yeah, they all look alike." Now, if you said that, if I said that, if Trump said that as a joke, as a wise ass comment, whatever you want to disguise it as, are you kidding me? How could your career still be on? How come today they're saying Hillary's running for president in 2020? She just said all black people look alike. They get away with everything and anything. I always predicted that the new governor of California would be Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. I always predicted that. I always predicted that. Even though he didn't just cheat on his wife, he cheated on her with the wife of his best friend. I mean, that's a low-life slime ball. That's a piece of garbage. You can't be a governor if you cheat with your best friend's wife. He did that, and they made him the governor of their state while they're all saying, hashtag me too. Can you imagine? And now they say he's going to be president. They say, oh, he's the perfect guy to be the next president of the United States because he's a really handsome guy, Gavin Newsom. So he's a handsome young Democrat. Yeah, Eric Schneiderman, correct. Michael, by listener, wants to know if I meant Eric Schneiderman. That's who I'm talking about. Eric Schneiderman is the guy who beat the crap out of all his girlfriends. They all came forward and they all said the same thing. He hit him constantly, punched him in the face while he's having sex with him. This is a sick human being. And they decided not to press charges against him. It's just another example. As a Democrat, anything goes. You get away with anything. As a Republican, nothing. Dan in Connecticut, thanks for the call. We've got Dane in California on line two. Dane, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good, Wayne. Listen, you're absolutely right when you say President Trump has to step in on this illegal voting. And I'm going to give you the perfect example why. I'm in California here. I have the documentation, the proof, and the person admitted that she is not a registered voter. Now, I wanted to take this to the Cook County, or excuse me, not the Cook, I think it's Chicago, but the county recorder to testify to this and bring it in there. So he says to me, he says, okay, well, first, here's what has to be done. I have to file a complaint. He has to investigate it. He has to look through it, the case. And then he says if he thinks we have enough evidence, he has to take it, and he has to present it to the district attorney. The district attorney has to look at it, and then he has to decide whether he wants to file charges against her, and then it has to go to court, and then from there, it has to go to trial, where hundreds of thousands of dollars will have to be spent. Well, guess what? There's 2.5 million illegal voters. Each and every one of them would have to go through this process to get them off the register vote. So this is why the president, like you say, Wayne, has to step in. This process, and that's if the district attorney wants to prosecute her, which he probably won't. This is what we are facing in America, and I tell you, we are in trouble, Wayne. Keep on President Trump, because you're absolutely right. If he doesn't do anything, he's finished, the country's finished.
Yep, country's finished. Hey, Jane, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Always a good man, always a good fan, always a good listener. And a fine gentleman, fine gentleman. Eric Holder, by the way, is the name I couldn't think of. Hillary's talking about Eric Holder versus Cory Booker, and she said they all look alike. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show, the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, as in i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, custom tailored to each individual. I love Cenogenics. What they've done for me is amazing, amazing, amazing. I eat more food, and I eat more times a day, and I love the food, and I'm losing weight, and I'm gaining muscle. I work out less than I've ever worked out, and eat more than I've ever eaten, and I lose weight and gain muscle. That's pretty cool. Doesn't get much better than that. And look much younger. Much younger. People see me on TV say, you look like you lost 15 years. It's amazing. And this went on in a four-month period on national TV. So results are there. 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the United States. They've got clinics all over the USA. Main clinic in Las Vegas, though. They're big. I shouldn't say their main clinic. Their biggest clinic is in Las Vegas. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. I think their main clinic is actually, or the main headquarters is actually in Boston or Chicago. But their biggest clinic is in a beautiful building here in the Summerlin area of Las Vegas. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, or register at Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. They sponsor both my radio and TV show. Thank you, Cenogenics, for making me your guinea pig and making me look and feel young again. Great stuff. Great, great stuff. We got a caller, Art in Connecticut on line one. Art, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, hey, one day at a time. Hey, look, I met you down at Megan's son back in August. You know, I bought your book.
Cool, thank you.
Anyhow, yeah, it's okay. I haven't read it yet, but I'll get to it. Hey, the reason I'm calling, Wayne, is on this migrant issue, right? I think we may have a softer rendition of my idea, which I emailed you. I don't know if you received it or not, but how about if we soak these guys down with fire hoses? I don't think they came up through the border wearing raincoats.
All I'm going to say, Yard, is we're on the same team, but I don't know if that's a big, big negative to people who are starving to death and poor and radical and demanding to break into the United States. I don't think a fire hose is going to deter them too much. You know, I think you got to build a moat. I think you got to build a wall with a moat on the other side. Like Trump always says, there's got to be a door in the wall that lets nice people in after they've been extreme vetted, after you know that they're good people, and after you know they have a job waiting, and after you know they have skills, and after you know they aren't going to go on welfare from the first day, and they don't believe in Sharia law, and they're not going to murder or rape people, and they're not child sex trafficking. Maybe you let some of them in through the door, but in the meantime, you got to have a big, giant wall, and you got to keep people out. Now, the other side of the wall is National Guard and Army and drones on top of it, and you just got to guard our border, guard our border, guard our border. I don't know about water cannons, but, you know, they're effective for a little while, but eventually, you know, when thousands of people start to invade your country, I don't know that water cannons are going to make a big difference. I think you've got to do something to deter them forever from ever making the journey, which is a big, giant wall they can't get over. And military on the other side, and drones that tell the military where you are so you can never, ever, ever dig under the wall or put up a big ladder or climb over the wall, because the drone will find you the second military comes up and they arrest you. I mean, it's as simple as that. And if anybody fights you, throws stones at you, or tries to shoot at you or knife you, you shoot them. Simple as that. It's called self-defense. There's nothing racist about that. There's nothing wrong about that. It doesn't violate anyone's civil rights. No different than if a police officer shoots somebody who tries to harm them. Police officers have every right to shoot someone who tries to harm them. So does a border guard. So does ICE. If you shoot at me, if you throw a rock at my head, I'm going to take out my gun and I'm going to shoot in self-defense. So I think all of those things are the answer. Water guns are fine, too. All I'm telling you is we got to get serious. This is not a joke. The nation's under invasion. Thank you, Art, in Connecticut. Let's take JD in Vegas. JD, you're on with Wayne Root. Shoot.
Hey, I know you got faith, Wayne, and you know what a honey badger is, right?
Of course.
I think President Trump is like a honey badger. He's the freshest guy we got in this country, and I don't think he's going to let this stuff stand. And we just got to have faith that the man is going to make it.
Yeah, I want to have more than faith. I want to have my boot on his neck. It's time to unleash Wayne Root here. I'm telling you, my goal, my thing in life, JD, is when I do business deals, I'll call people 100 times until I get them. Then when I get them, they say, oh, well, I'm ready to do the deal, but the other guys are ready to do the deal. So I call the other guy 100 times, and I put the two of them together, and they both say, wow, how did you do that? That's what I do, and someone's got to hold Trump accountable. You can't just say, I have faith, he's great. He did some great things, but in the end, life didn't change that much for the average middle-class person. It didn't get worse like it did under Obama, but it kind of hung in there, maybe got a little bit better with income, a little less taxation. Trump hasn't done enough yet to solve the problems of the average middle-class person. Someone has got to let him know that things are not hunky-dory. There's a lot of problems out here, and it's going south fast if he doesn't get his act in gear and do something. And stop sending tweets that criticize people while their house is on fire. That isn't helping the situation, let me tell you. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Thanks, J.D. War Now on USA Radio, RootForAmerica.com is my website. RootForAmerica.com. Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. Email WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Hundreds of firefighters in Northern California are spending their Thanksgiving battling the deadly Camp Fire. At least 83 people have died in the fire, and nearly 600 people are still unaccounted for. Cal Fire's Deputy Director Mike Moeller says another big priority is
to get those people that are still evacuated or whose homes have been destroyed into the proper shelter. I can tell you for the recovery process, yes, the rain does hamper it. It makes it much more difficult to go through and grid those areas and search, but we've brought additional personnel in to expedite that process.
President Trump hinted at a possible trip to Afghanistan while wishing U.S. troops a happy Thanksgiving during a teleconference. Many are thawing out in New York City after going to one of the coldest Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades in recent memory, and Walmart, Target, and Sears are getting an early jump on Black Friday. They're all open now. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, this segment of the show sponsored by Rex Pistols. I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment. I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about I combine the two? I got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. My tree's not up yet, but as soon as it's up, I've got the gun all wrapped and ready to go. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex Pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex Pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was the torture test done by the Military Arms Channel, where it beat a leading gun used by military and law enforcement. It's a name everybody knows, but this gun beat it, the Rex, and it's only a fraction of the cost. I love that. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. That's the letter K. And then you put a dash, you know, a dash, and then VAR, V-A-R, K-VAR. Use the promo code ROOT to get your free holster shipped with your gun, meaning Wayne Root. You'll get a free holster, and you send it to K-VAR.com to do your shopping, your Christmas shopping for a Rex pistol. K-VAR.com or head down to your local gun store. All right, thank you, Rex Pistol and K-VAR, for sponsoring the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Cheryl Chumley is our guest, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Cheryl, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm not doing great because I just feel like our country is being taken away from us. I went from being slightly happy on election night, actually still devastated because Nevada was lost, but happy that the country, I thought, went big in the Senate for the GOP, you know, not thrilled about the House, the Congress, but as far as the Senate, I thought we did fantastic. We're going to pick up 4, 5, 6 seats. And the next thing I know, they steal Montana overnight. They steal Arizona days later. And they're about to steal Florida. They try to steal the governorship of Georgia. They stole congressional seats all over this country. There's 7 seats still uncalled, and they're all Republican seats. You know, they're handing in boxes of fake documents as we speak. I don't understand how you can win an election when your vote doesn't matter anymore. They just outvote you with illegal aliens and fake votes. I mean, you got to be upset, too. Isn't everybody upset?
Of course. I mean, it's really hard to be an honest American and watch what's happening right as we speak in Florida. It's just disgusting how the Democrats are shamelessly stealing the election. And they're doing it by saying every vote must be counted and so forth. And yet these same people who are so concerned about the votes being counted, do you remember just a few years ago that there were thousands upon thousands of military absentee ballots that these same people were willing to let go into the wind and not count? So it's just, it's so selective, it's so obvious politicking, and it just churns the stomach of any sane-thinking American.
Right. Well, let's talk about a couple things. First of all, Jim Jordan, I'm someone who, you know, obviously you're out in Washington with the Washington Times, and you're not sitting there listening to my radio show, but I've just ranted today. I've ranted about the theft going on. They're stealing our country by liberals and Democrats and commies and radical socialists. But I've also ranted about the GOP being the most incompetent party I've ever seen, and that they brought this upon themselves, and they ran a terrible race. They put up terrible candidates. Here in Nevada, they didn't send anybody any get-out-the-vote operation of any kind. None. Well, Democrats were texting us left and Jonathan Wright, get out, get out, get out. You'll be deported. Vote for the guys who are, you know, against Trump, or you'll be deported. Trump's a bad guy. Trump's a murderer of Mexicans. I'm getting emails, texts like this 24 hours a day, and not one text from a Republican organization of any kind. So I see that Representative Jim Jordan, who I think should be the next, minority leader, says the GOP has only itself to blame for the loss of the House to the Democrats. I'm very interested. I did not read this. What did Jim Jordan say? I'm a big fan of Jim Jordan.
He absolutely said what you just described. He, in his words, he said this might be a tough pill to swallow, but that he thinks that had the Republicans in the House handled things differently over the last couple of years, that they would still have the majority in the House. And I have to say, I wholeheartedly agree. You know, this is the Republican Party that pretty much let Trump go it alone his first couple years in office. And they weren't just silent. They were actively campaigning on the Democratic platform. They were just going all kinds of full steam ahead to diss this president and to distance themselves from this president. And the only recourse Trump had was to sign executive order after executive order to counteract the 8 years of abhorrent policies that Barack Obama pushed through. And so now these same Republicans, who pretty much sat on their hands the last couple of years, they're being thrown from office. And I think Jim Jordan nails it on the head when he says it's because of the GOP itself.
Yeah, I mean, the good news was a lot of bad Republicans who hated Trump were the ones defeated. And most of the states that were red before became even redder in this election, and they became redder with pro-Trump people, with the exception of the rule would probably be Mitt Romney's probably the most anti-Trump guy that got elected in the country. But almost every other Republican that won is a pro-Trump guy or gal. So I think we got rid of the bad ones and added, you know, the bad apples and added some good ones. So some good things did come out of this election, but there's no question that there was a disappointment that we didn't keep the House. It was a disappointment that we're now losing back Senate seats based on pure voter fraud, losing some governorships based on pure voter fraud. Just scary stuff. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton. I don't understand how there's a video that shows her clearly saying that all black people look alike, and yet now everyone's throwing her name out as the next candidate for president of the United States. They say she's got the Democratic nomination. What? How about if Republicans said all black people look alike? What would be the shredding of their career?
Well, you know exactly what would happen if a Republican said that. It's just, you know, this media is just, it's not even a watchdog media. It's just in the camp for the Democrats. So
it's a lapdog media.
Exactly. Total lapdog. And if Hillary Clinton comes out and runs again, you can bet that she will have the media on her side. There will be no reporting of scandals, nothing about her past, no emails, server wipings, and so forth. But Donald Trump would love to face off against Hillary Clinton again, so I take that as a vote of confidence that Trump is not just ready for her, but actually looking forward to campaigning against her.
But how did everything change so much? All I read about for the last 2 years was the Democratic Party couldn't wait to get rid of her. They couldn't stand her. They were throwing her under the bus. Nobody wants her around anymore. She's causing them problems. She's reminding people what losers they are. And overnight, suddenly, she's been rehabilitated. Not that she did anything at all. Nothing happened to change the equation. Suddenly, they're talking about her as the perfect woman to be the presidential candidate again. How the hell did that happen?
My guess is that they're just looking at some of the candidates who have come forward in the Democratic Party, and yeah, they don't think that they have a winner. So they're trotting out the old Hillary Clinton again, and you've got some top Democrats that have worked with the Clintons in the past even, saying that it looks pretty clear that she may be making a run for it. So, yeah, it seems overnight, but I bet that this has been the plan all along to bring her back into the race.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because the star of Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, who calls himself Mr. Wonderful,
yeah,
it was in the paper today. He believes Trump has a 100% chance of winning in 2020. Well, nobody in the world screamed that louder than me. For the last 2 years, I said, look, he's a lock for re-election. It's going to be a landslide. He's going to win big, certainly a wide margin. I'm suddenly second-guessing myself. I think Democrats have done a dry run on how you steal an election, and they're going to use voter fraud and illegal aliens voting, and then Trump is never going to be reelected if that's the case. He's got to do something now. So what I'm trying to set you up for here, Cheryl, we're talking to Cheryl Chumley, of the opinion editor of the Washington Times and a columnist for the Washington Times and the author of The Devil of D.C. I'm setting you up to ask a simple question. I am going to write a column. It's going to come out on Thursday, nationally syndicated by Creators Syndicate, and I'm going to say that the number one and only thing Donald Trump needs to focus on for the next 2 years is how you get national voter ID. You're not going to win again, Mr. President, if you don't figure out some way to use executive action or executive order to demand for federal elections voter ID consistent with Mexico, where they use a thumbprint and a photo issued by the government. If it isn't racist in Mexico, it isn't racist in America. If he doesn't do that, he is not going to be a lock for re-election. He's going to be a lock that they're going to steal the election from. Your thoughts?
I think that's very insightful, because I think that most Americans are looking at this country based on constitutional eyes, looking at it as if when you look at the election maps, the majority of America is red. But most people forget about all this open borders that has gone on for so long and how Democrats have been pushing for these illegals to have the votes, where they actually get to vote in certain segments of the nation. And I think you're right that if Trump doesn't take some serious action to put a stop to that, not just him, but no Republican will stand a chance to win an office anytime in the future.
All right, we've been talking with Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, one of my favorite newspapers. She's the author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. I thought we were doing a great job winning it back and beating the swamp the first 2 years of Trump, but I don't think there's any question, Cheryl, that the swamp is biting back right now. Don't you agree? I mean, Trump is not the clear-cut winner anymore. After what happened on Tuesday and what I've seen in the last week, I feel like the swamp is fighting back and winning a little bit here.
Well, I think they've won some points. I don't think they've won the overall battle, and here's why. There's nobody out there except Donald Trump who can take this fight on and win, and I do believe he has a lot of fight left in him.
Well, except Hillary, right? I mean, I think Hillary's a loser, but I also think she's the most well-known brand in the United States besides Trump is Clinton, and branding is everything. Without branding, you got nothing. So maybe they're right. Maybe Hillary is the only one who has a chance to have a do-over and paint herself as, oh, my God, she's come back again. She's like Freddy Krueger. She never gives up. She's relentless. I know they're going to paint her. They're going to make her out to be the bravest woman that ever lived in the history of the world. She's willing to come back for more punishment. Hillary's amazing, and we got to elect her. But I don't think it'll work unless they cheat at the ballot box. That's what Trump has to worry about. All right, Cheryl Chumley, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Opinion editor, Washington Times. Thank you, Cheryl. Wayne on the Root. War Now. Website, RootsForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. More on USA Radio. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225,
888-998-7225 or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
You know, very few Republicans tell the truth. I'm the one guy who just tells it like it is, man. I tell it raw. If it's the truth and if I think it, I tell it. Democrats, they want us to die one by one. I'm not going to say the name on the air until I have permission from his family, but a really, really nice and loyal Republican in Las Vegas had a stroke yesterday and was brought to the hospital, and he is brain dead. And that's all I'm going to say. And I think Democrats, they're just waiting for us all to die one by one. They know that white people are dying off. They know a lot of white people who vote Republican are 60 and 70 and 80 and 90 years old, and they're hoping we die. And that's why we've gone from 80% of the electorate to 77 to 76 to 73 to 70. Soon it'll be 65. They're just waiting for it. And why do I say that? Because I get so many rude, vicious emails from liberals, and every one of them, they're obsessed with hatred for white people. And I could tell by the way they speak in the email and by their their name, that they're all white. That's what's sick. And I went to Columbia University with these people. They hated white people then, and they were all white. These are not blacks or Hispanics. These are not Native Americans. These are white liberals who are pathetic and hate themselves. There's some sort of mental illness and dysfunction in their minds, and they want white people to die off, and they want white people to lose all their power, lose all their money. I heard this nonstop at Columbia University from white people. It was the most shocking thing I'd ever heard, how a white person could hate white people. And now the emails I get, I don't think I get a single hate mail from liberals that doesn't mention something about, I hate you and all you white people, all you white males have to die off, all you old white men have to die off. I hear this in every bit of hate mail that I get. There's some, I've never sent anyone hate mail and said, I hate you. I say, your views suck. You're a commie. But I've never said, ooh, I hate you because you're black. I hate you because you're Hispanic. You know, the hatred and racism that is accused and hurled at Republican white people doesn't exist. I've never hated a person because of the color of their skin in my life. They hate us because we're white, and they're white. It's white liberals that are the whole problem. Their hatred for themselves. And I just bring that up because a good friend and a good loyal Republican is basically brain dead and gone. And they're just waiting for us to be picked off one by one by one. You can see it in their emails. I'm not making this stuff up. I could show you the hate mail I get. It's unbelievable how many of them, 9 out of 10 hate mails that I get from liberals mention something sick about white people. You're white. Screw you, white man. Old white man. I hate old white men. You all need to die. Every letter says something about white. There's an obsession. A mental obsession against white people. You talk about racism. Democrats are the worst racists I've ever heard in my entire life. All right. If you're wondering how I could rant for 3 hours a day and my voice survives, it's my doctor suggests the most amazing colloidal silver lozenges you've ever seen in your entire life, and they keep you from getting a cold, and they keep your voice alive. And I've got a hoarse voice all the time anyway. So how I've survived almost 3 years, this February 6th, will be 3 years on the air. 3 hours a day without losing my voice, I have no idea. But all I can say is it's got to be the my doctor suggests, because I've used it from the first day I was on the air, and I do a lot of talking, thousands of hours a year, and my throat is now a workhorse. My doctor suggests colloidal silver. The silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. The minute it comes in contact with the germs, it starts to destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests, but I don't suggest, I urge you. Wade Root urges you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. All you do is call this phone number, toll free, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. It's toll-free anywhere in the country. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Get 10% off your first order, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. 10% off, Wainwright sent you, mydoctorsuggest.com, or 866-660-9868. All right, let's grab a call. We've got it. What a busy day for calls today. We'll take John in Henderson, Nevada. Hey, John, you're on with Wainwright. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right, Wayne. How are you?
Not one of my better days today. I've been ranting today because I'm very upset at what's going on. I think we did okay Tuesday night, as I said in all of my columns and all of my radio shows and TV shows, and then I think they've stolen it away from us because we let them. The Republican Party is a bunch of wimps, and they just don't know how to fight back. They're too busy playing golf at the country club with Buffy. They don't know what they're doing, and the question is Trump going to fight? So far, he's done virtually nothing other than put a spotlight with his tweets on Florida. Other than that, he's done nothing for Arizona, nothing for Montana, nothing for New Mexico, nothing for Maine, nothing for Connecticut, nothing for Arizona, nothing for all the states I've just listed where I believe Republicans have had their elections stolen. So I'm not in a great mood today. That's obvious.
Well, I'm not either. As a matter of fact, I think I'm madder than you are. I'm a Gulf War vet, by the way. And
thank you for your service to the country. Thank you, John.
I appreciate that. And I got a free pizza from Little Caesars yesterday.
Well, that's nice.
Boy, what a country, huh? I think that's
nice.
And I want to tell you something, though. You probably already know this. But, you know, Sisolak did not get a majority of the vote. Are you aware of that?
No, tell me what you mean by that. You mean he wasn't above 50%?
First of all, everybody should know what a majority means. It means more than 50%.
So he won like 45, 41. I never noticed the percentage.
He got 49.6. And my point is, by saying that, is that he got a plurality is what that means.
Right.
And what I mean by that, though, is that there were so many other people on that ballot that diluted the vote,
yeah.
Because they were all either they called themselves independents and libertarians, And so some of the vote went that way. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I understand. It gets in the way. There's no question about it. We're not a parliamentary system. Third parties have no chance, but they can knock out the good guys. And there's no question that's happening. Libertarian in Vegas, it's in Nevada, it's, what is it, the Independent American Party, IAP, I think it's called, Independent American Party. They took a large percentage. That was the difference in the Laxalt vote. So there's no question there's all kinds of things that are running interference for the liberals, who are commies and radical socialists taking over our country. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Wayne Allen Root, Warnow, Newsmax TV, next.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Come.